Thank you. My name is Andreas Holzer. I'm the head of Organized Crime Bureau within the Criminal Intelligence Service in Austria, and as well the project leader for this Western Balkan Organized Crime Project. I'm very proud to present today the outcomes and the key data of the project. So let me start at the beginning. The first conference in Austria, in Salzburg, where we set up one network of investigators and prosecutors in the law enforcement field. We had over 120 investigators, case officers in Austria, prosecutors from Bosnia, Serbia, Slovenia, working on operational cases at the beginning of the project. During this project, the last 20 months, we had about 40 workshops on 14 different investigations. We tried to combat the organized criminal groups, which we identified together with our partners on the Western Balkan, and work to tackle these organized criminal groups and their influence within the European Union. The results were, and I think we achieved our goal with the results very good. We had 139 arrests during the project in the different countries. We seized 1 ton of marijuana. We seized 1.1 tons of heroin, 165 keys of cocaine. We seized as well 30 submachine guns and guns during these investigations. And also, only in Austria, we had 47 arrests, 2.2 tons of acid anhydride, which is used to produce heroin, 20 kilos of cocaine, 20 kilos of heroin, and 300 keys of marijuana. We had also the opportunity, and this is quite a good success, in the field of organized property crime, that we solved 40 robberies, international robberies. The keyword is Pink Panther related jewel robberies, 10 burglaries, and we tackled down one organization which conducted these offenses in whole Europe. We related to one criminal organization one robbery in a jewelry in Switzerland where they cost 500,000 euros in watches, very expensive watches. So not only seizured drugs, but also, as I told you before, seizured weapons, solved burglaries and robberies, and tackled down about 14 organized criminal groups. So this is in a nutshell what are the results, what is the way forward. As my director said, the way forward is that we try to find ways to work closer together with the prosecutor and the colleagues in the countries, like we did in this project. We have to apply again for a grant. The important thing is, due to the budget situation in the countries, that we have to find a way to finance such operations, and this is only possible to with the support from the European Commission, which did fine in the last years supporting to police forces and the prosecutors' offices. Thank you.